All right,
I'm connected.
Hello, hello. Good evening, okay. Miss Casmera, Divine Light, Cassie. Love it,
peace,
love it.
Peace, peace, peace.
What's up? What's up? So this is Shirley B. Okay. Of course, this is the Shirley B. Podcast. It is 15 minutes of game instead of fame. So we're going to be doing 15 minutes of game through health and wellness, mental health and wellness, of course. And tonight, April 1st, it's an April Fool's Day, but this is not an April Fool's joke. No fools here and no jokes over here. This is about our mental wealth and wellness. And mental health and wellness. And yeah, that was a test run. Let's do this again.
No, but it will flow. See, even we don't have to even practice. It'll go. Like, it'll flow.
Okay, okay.
I know we got it.
Right. So, I'm going to start again. That introduction again, okay? And then I'll just clip this off. Okay. So, hey, good evening. This is April. I mean, this is Shirley. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Casmera. Okay. Good evening. Today is Saturday, April 1st, 2023. And yes, of course, April Fools, but no fools over here.
No fools
here. No joke. No joke. This ain't no joke. I have Casmera here, which is AKA Divine Light Cassie. She is, she's my soap lady. I love her to death. I've been like using her soaps for the last couple of months. And boy, I tell you, my skin has been glowing, okay? So have you here today. Right, gratitude, boo. I have you here today because I want to get to know you a little more. I want to get to know what was your purpose to even, like, start making the soaps. And then you could probably give the listeners, like, at least, you know, of course, this is 15 minutes of game. So you could probably give them, like, at least a couple of bullet points. You can give them a couple bullet points just so they know, like, how to, you know, take care of their skin, which is the largest organ of our body, right?
Yeah.
So, thank you. Thank you.
So cute.
Yes. I'm so thankful for having you.
Thank you. And I'm so blessed to be here.
Right. So, what talked you into it? What talked you into creating your soaps on your own and like, utilizing your divine light? Like, what made you create this?
Yes, a long journey and family. Well, peace. I'm Casmera, the creator of Worlds Within Wellness. And it started, of course, with the pandemic of creating. It was years of learning how to heal myself so I can assist others. It started off as me working on becoming a life coach and meditation facilitator. But I have four sons, my lights, and they have eczema. And in this house, we all have long hair. So with time, I just wanted to create something that worked for them because I started off with many doctor visits, not just for them, after my own journey and learning how to heal myself and not rely on just our medical system because I feel like it's failing us, making us sicker and keeping us very stagnant. But for my kids to see that their skin is suffering and want to find something better for them, something natural, something that truly heals and not cover up the issue. And so in that journey and being home during the pandemic, I created Worlds Within Wellness. I started off with making infused herbal oils. I studied essential oils. I studied herbalism. Again, like I said, I practiced life coaching and Ayurvedic medicine, and I wanted to implement that in the external because I practice on healing my internal self and now the external, not just for myself, but for my family. So infusing different herbs and studying what would work best for the skin, what would work best for eczema, what irritates it, as much as I can learn to help myself, help my family. And I turned that into a business. So I went from practicing online coaching and creating a website. And then once I started creating the soaps, that kind of took off more. So I started with the body butters, then herbal infused soaps. And from there, just created as much as I can to cover every aspect of our being. You know, Worlds Within Wellness is the worlds within us. So I took it as when you're on your healing journey, you can't only just heal, you know, externally. You know, we focus on that, but everything that happens on our skin externally, everything we touch, we absorb, you know, all our stressors, everything affects us. And you can see that, you know, when looking at each other, but at the same thing, what you feel inside also reflects. So I just wanted to help, you know, heal all of that, you know, the world within you, the world, you know, without you, you know, we are divine beings. So I just want to catch all aspects of wellness, because I feel like when we go to the doctor, you know, our symptoms get covered up, and it's very important that we take care of ourselves as a whole, see ourselves as a whole divine being. And
right.
Yes,
I love that. So it definitely started during like the pandemic, when the world was shut down and we were literally locked down as far as like not being able to go out much. And of course, with everything just floating around, it was best to just stay indoors. So this world of wellness within, am I saying it right? Worlds within wellness.
So there's many worlds, our mind, our body, and our soul. But for worlds within wellness, our logo is mind, body, and skin. Because like you said, our skin is the largest organ and it absorbs so much. Mm-hmm. And all our ills, everything can show through our skin. You know, how dry it is, how oily, your breakouts, eczema, many things caused by stress, by eating, by many of the things that we do and endure throughout the day. And right. So I wanted to put that into a business, because it started before the pandemic as all my study and my years of training. But then once the pandemic hit and I had to be home, I turned that into a business.
Wow, that's amazing. That's like a silver lining in like...
I got creative.
Silver lining. Right, very creative. Yeah. I see a lot of creators were birthed during this pandemic, which was awesome, because you, my dear, this is like the best thing that we all have as far as taking care of our skin, getting the... because you get into details, like when you sell the things to me, like such as the... Sacred bar that I have. I love the sacred bar. I just finished it, right? You explained what it had in it. It smells so beautiful. It looks nice. The presentation is wonderful. I enjoy like just the aroma of my shower sometimes, right? I love it. Also, the best thing that I could say I heard you say right now is the fact that you tried it on you and your family first, right? That's the best way to like roll a business out, is to like actually try it with yourself and see what works for you, and then study people, and then eventually create a business out of it. I think that's we're in the age of Aquarius. So I know that's genius. I know that's genius, because with every product that's out in the world, you want to make sure that the person is actually utilizing their own product now. You don't want nobody to sell you a scam, which we've been in a world where, you know, people are just selling you things because they want to make money. Yet you took that time. You took the opportunity as far as like shut down to get creative. And for that, it blossomed to where we met that one day, just taking our children to school. And I don't even know what brought it up, but I know we were talking about meditation, and she also, by the way,
I remember my hair, you stopped and I couldn't hear you, and we just went
right. So she also had hair oils, right? Hair infusion oils. Her hair is beautiful, by the way. It's natural. You know, everyone went natural, so everyone's looking for different products. I remember Cantoon was a product that we were all gravitating to, because we thought, oh, this is for natural hair. And then come to find out, Cantoon is not even made by someone that we identify with. Therefore, with the things that, you know, ingredients that's in it and things like that.
A lot of products aren't.
Right.
Yeah. And if you don't research, it's so much. And I know it gets overwhelming with the research and knowing what's in your products. Because again, I had to learn everything that I put in my products. And some things after the fact, I'm like, okay, maybe that's not really great for the skin. Or someone identifies that as being toxic over time. Like, you really don't know these things. And the average person really don't know. So it does help to look. I try to label my things with things we recognize in our household or in the stores. Mm-hmm. So you don't get no long chemical names. I use all natural. So you know, this is mango butter, cocoa butter, safflower oil.
I'd be ready to eat that oatmeal scrub. I'd be ready to eat the oatmeal and honey scrub. Child, when I scrub my lips with it, sometimes it gets in my mouth and I just say, you know what? This is natural. There's no chemical. Right.
And that's it.
Right. I was always told also, if you can't eat the products that you use on you, chances are it's not good. It's not safe. You know,
that is true in some cases.
Can you explain that a little more? Yeah, can you explain that just in detail?
Yeah, because it really depends. There's a lot of things that they put in our products that advise all the way that don't put in your mouth. Like alcohol, for instance, there's different forms of alcohol they do put in our products. Never mind, don't put in the mouth or other different parabens and sulfates, all different things. Soap products or else where they advise you for a reason. But again, right, all minds are all natural. So safflower, all the same things that you either cook with, grow with, make into a tea, for instance, all herbs, if consumable.
Love my yoni
natural,
herbs.
Beneficial for your body. Yeah, like right, yoni herbs. I told you, you can bathe in it. You can turn it into a tea. You can see those kind of things. You want to know it's good for you. You know, it's good for you if you can use it in many ways and it's not harmful, no reactions. A lot of us, myself, is sensitive to so many. So that's another reason why I created these, because my skin is so sensitive. I can't put any kind of fragrance oil. I used to love Bath and Body oil, Bath and Body Works, and wonder where my headaches came from and all this. It's the chemicals. If you get sick or you get reactions, like a while, I would get rashes or redness, my eyes would itch.
Right. No, that's so true.
You know, the headaches from the sprays, and like, that's not healthy for you. So I created body oils where you can wear all day. You can put it on your body. You can put it in your hair. You can put it on your face. It's multifaceted. It smells good. It's lasting. And you're not getting sick of it. It's not giving you a headache. It's not making you feel nauseous over time. It's not breaking you out. And you never know. Like you said, the things, like starting with my family. Yes, I use my products. I use it on my family because you can't help others heal. My whole goal when I first started Worlds Within Wellness is not just, it was to help others find their way. And the same way that I was able to heal myself in the process I went through, I know everyone's journey is different, but I can at least give some guidance. And it's just like, you can't help others heal if you can't heal yourself. So it's just like by me testing and working, using these products on myself, my family, and see the results. My mother called me all the time, telling me all the stuff that she loved. I'm like, you're supposed to say that, Mom. She was like, no, but I'm showing you my pictures. I don't look my age. My hair's growing. You know, it's good to hear. You know, when your mother's supposed to hype you up. But my mother purchased my stuff from online. I keep telling her to stop. You know, she calls me every day. I just tried this new scrub. I didn't even know you put this stuff in the box. I'm like, thanks. Right. Why should you go on my page and post?
Right,
and I'm like, no, thanks, Mom. But then not just my mom, friends like you, for instance. And it's just like, it feels good for me to hear those things, because it's like, I do put so much healing and love and tension, you know,
you
when I
love
these products. I put on my music, I sit there and I have fun doing it. I sit there and I study doing it, you know, and just really want to help other people with issues that we all have and sometimes don't talk about, you know, with our skin, our insecurities. And I don't make them just for skin, but I make them for self-care, because a lot of it is aromatherapy, things that help your senses, things that make you feel safe, make you feel comfortable, make you feel loved, at peace. Like each one I have intention products, like the oils, for instance, Cosmic Zen, Infinite Love, Sacred Botanical, because like you said, you love, like me, you love your sacred space. You know, Sunday's reserved for like self-care, and that's why we have Sacred Botanical, because it's just that enchanting scent that just make you feel like,
oh, I love the enchanting, enchanting vibes. I love it.
You have something to help you calm you,
right? So for the listeners, right, can you give like some suggestions or like any advice closing out this podcast, because this is 15 minutes of game, of course, in mental health and wellness. And of course, we're parents, so we're gonna just do it for like the parents right now, because of course I can't tell a person
can
with no
me?
Children so okay, I can't of course it. Give advice for people with no children, so we're in the business of mental health and wellness for parents, right?
Yes.
So can you give us, like, closing out this podcast, can you give us like any suggestions or like any advice that you would like to share with the viewers?
The first one, understand yourself, know yourself. You know, because a lot of time we'll go with the trend or what may work for others. Understand yourself and take that time, that space. Because we help our children in that way by having that understanding of remembering and that true self-love. And then you can reflect that on everyone else around you, your family, your kids, and the same for them. You know, pay attention to them, see their signs or what's really bothering, what's getting at them. Because a lot of the time it's something that you can fix in your household, at home, just understanding the way they eat, their emotions, and being mindful. you know, so you can take care of yourself, your skin. You can take care of yourself internally, externally by just mindfulness and awareness of self and others. That's like the main. I think overall, out of anything you can drink, you eat, you take, or use on your skin, just that mindfulness and awareness of self and others around you. Because once you become more aware, you have a better understanding of what's causing whatever you're trying to fix. Because most of the time we'll use a certain product or item because we, you know, there's something going on with us. You know, I need this, I'm having a breakout, eczema, but it's always stemming from something else, whether something we ate, something we experienced, the stress.
So
once you have that awareness, you can, that will guide you to what you need, because everything we're seeking is already here. It starts from there.
We're already seeking
us. We always have the answer, but it's just being aware, mindfulness, and honest with ourselves.
Right. Oh my gosh. Divine light, Cassie, you are exactly the divine light that came into my life when it was kind of dark. As far as skin wise, my skin is bright and tight, and I'm aging backwards. I appreciate you. I'm coming to get some sacred oils this week. Well, I'm coming to get some sacred oils this week. I'm going to restock.
I just finished the scrub. I got you. You're the first person I thought of, because I told you it was supposed to be ready last week, but I finished
it. No problem.
I got your jar, and it smells amazing.
I know everything you do it with divine timing. So that's why I let you do you, because I know when I do get the product, it's going to be worth the wait. So with that being said, Cassie, I love the fact that you did roll out my first episode again in 2023. This is going to be bigger than anything. You are welcome to always come back to this podcast, because you're going
to
be like
co-host. Come back. Next affirmations. Yes, we was going to talk about that, but next time we can do affirmations.
Definitely, definitely. We can definitely do that. With that being said, have a wonderful night.
You too.
Is 15 minutes a game with mental health and wellness. And this is your host, Shirley B, speaking. Thank you. I'm so honored to have you here.
Stay blessed, continually blessed, living your divine light, rising love and rising vibration.
Ashe, ashe. Have a good night, sis. Have a good night.
We'll speak soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Okay.